Just outside the historic city of Edinburgh lies the Royal School of Veterinary Studies. It's a leading centre for training vets of the future, an international hub for research, and it treats a huge array of animals in its world-class veterinary hospitals. Over 5 years ago, this centre of excellence first opened its doors to reveal the day-to-day work of its students and specialist vets. In this programme, Jake the pug gets a nose job, the school's rabbits look forward to a new companion, and Xena the cat goes nuclear. One of the school's specialities is complex surgery, and they get cases referred to them from all over the country. Jake, a 5-year-old pug, has come 135 miles from Aberdeen with his owner Maria. He's been suffering with breathing difficulties, and like a lot of pugs, he snores very loudly. He's here to see if surgeon Donald Yule can help. Castles have stood indomitably in Britain for centuries. For almost 1,000 years, they've played a seminal role in the history of these islands. During the Norman conquest, they were used as instruments of invasion, and throughout the Middle Ages as a means to colonise the land and determine the destiny of both Scotland and Wales. But it was the centuries following the Middle Ages that would see castles undergo their greatest transformation yet. Now, these strongholds were to be tested by the latest weapons of war, cannons. And to incorporate this new firepower, they had to be entirely redesigned.